My guest at this time is Victoria Tunsing. She's a former federal prosecutor and a former deputy assistant attorney general of the United States. She is also the attorney for an important figure in the unfolding saga of a Obama administration scandal in terms of Russian bribes, kickbacks, and more as they tried to steer U.S. nuclear policy. She joins us now to talk about what we need to know at this point and what might be coming soon. And Victoria, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be here, Greg. Thanks.
Let me briefly read from The Hill, which had probably the biggest expose on this story this week. Before the Obama administration approved a controversial deal in 2010, giving Moscow control of a large swath of American uranium, the FBI had gathered substantial evidence that Russian nuclear industry officials were engaged in bribery, kickbacks, extortion, and money laundering designed to grow Vladimir Putin's atomic energy business inside the United States, according to government documents and interviews. Federal agents used a confidential U.S. witness working inside the Russian nuclear industry to gather extensive financial records, make secret recordings, and intercept emails as early as 2009 that showed Moscow had compromised an American uranium trucking firm with bribes and kickbacks in violation of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. So that's where your client comes in here. Explain how this client connected with you and why.
My client began working with the FBI in 2009 when he was first, after he was contracted with the Russian companies in the nuclear business, he all of a sudden was asked to take part of his salary and give it as kickback money and bribes. They didn't say it that way. They just said, well, take part and give it to pay this person, pay that person. So he went to the FBI. He was appalled. And the FBI saw an opportunity, and they said, well, work undercover for us. So he thought he was being a good American. And he then reported not only the payoffs, that was just kind of, you know, run-of-the-mill corruption, it's bad corruption, but also it was important for the government as a counterintelligence measure to get information about what the Russians were doing. So that started in 2009. Can you imagine my client's surprise when he finds out that in October 2010, the U.S. government authorized the purchase by these corrupt companies of a company with 20% uranium, United States uranium. And he was like, why did this go through? Why didn't this happen? Look, I've been giving you all this information, he says to his FBI people. And they kind of rolled their eyes, and one of them said politics. So now we can fast forward. No indictment is brought until 2014. 4 years past this a blessing of a purchase. There was only a hand slap, a little tap on the wrist for the people involved, because this was a lot. It ended up being a lot of corruption. My client then was never given the money back that he paid out from his own salary that the FBI had promised to give him. So he brought suit in 2016, a civil suit. I was not representing him then. And when he filed this suit, the Loretta Lynch Justice Department called his lawyer and threatened him and said, if you don't withdraw this lawsuit, we're going after your liberty and reputation.
Did it get more specific than that?
Well, they said you signed an NDA, you signed a non-disclosure agreement when you've started working, and you will be in violation of that non-disclosure agreement, and we will prosecute you for that. Now, let me just tell you, people listening who aren't lawyers don't know this, but I've never heard of a criminal penalty in a non-disclosure agreement. It's usually a civil penalty, you know, $25,000 fine or something. So, but how do I know, Greg? Because when the lawyer in 2016 filed a FOIA request to get that non-disclosure agreement, the government even refused to answer, wouldn't even respond.
Wow. Okay.
So I don't have it, but it's illegal. So if they don't, it's illegal if it has in it that you can't talk to Congress.
Okay, so
that's how the issue got joined, because my client was asked by the Senate to give information, and he said, I can't. They're going to prosecute me. And so now, that's when he got me, just a few weeks ago. And now, Chuck Grassley, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, has filed, or I'm sorry, he sent me a letter and asking my client to give information, and then he sent the Attorney General a letter saying, release her client from his non-disclosure.
And we're still waiting for an answer on that?
We are still waiting for an answer, but that's where we are. That was a lot of ground to cover.
It was. So what do you expect? Obviously, Loretta Lynch is not Attorney General anymore. It's Jeff Sessions.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's a little bit dicey on the Russia issue, but...
No. Don't do this. Don't do this about... This is not all things Russia. Jeff Sessions had to recuse himself. I haven't met a reporter yet who understands this. It shows you how good the Democrats are in their talking points. Jeff recused himself because he was involved in the campaign, and there's a specific Justice Department guideline says that if the campaign is being investigated, if you participated in the campaign, you have to recuse yourself. This was not all things Russia.
Well, I understand that, but given the fact that he had to recuse himself on that, do you think that
on the campaign,
right?
It has nothing to do with the campaign.
I get that, but do you think that it conflicts his decision making on whether or not to release your client?
Well, it shouldn't, because it's a constitutional issue. The executive branch can't forbid somebody from giving information to the legislative branch. That's a separation of powers issue. And every single NDAA that I have ever written or had a client sign says you can't divulge this information except, and then it's valid subpoena, valid court order, all of those, and those exceptions have to be in there for just that reason.
Victoria, the reports also talk about the Russians pumping a whole lot of money into the Clinton Foundation during this effort to steer nuclear policy towards their favor. So obviously this Uranium One issue had been out there in a different form before, but now we're getting a whole lot more of the context as a result of this reporting. What can you tell us about that?
Well, Peter Schweitzer did a very good job in his book a couple of years ago, but he didn't know about this corruption investigation going on. But in that book, he reveals that Bill Clinton, 4 months before this approval, and when his wife was Secretary of State and sat on the approving board, 4 months before, Bill Clinton got $500,000 for a speech in Russia from a group called Renaissance Capital, and it's comprised of former Russian intelligence officials.
We're talking to Victoria Tunsing, a former federal prosecutor and a former deputy assistant attorney general of the United States, now a partner, of course, in the well-known Washington law firm of DeGeneva Tunsing. Let's go back to a point you made earlier on in our conversation, Victoria, and that's when your client was stunned that the Uranium One deal went through despite all the evidence he had gathered for the FBI, and politics was the answer given. Did they get more specific on specifically why this was a political decision and why they didn't move on this?
Well, a low-level, you know, regular FBI agent wouldn't be able to say why. You know, the why is the people at the top that did this. All the FBI agent who responded to him knew to say was politics and roll his eyes.
The FBI director for most of this stretch, if not all of it, was Robert Mueller, who, of course, is now the special counsel. And you've been very wise and kind to say not to conflate the two Russia investigations here. But what does this tell you about his credibility in leading this other Russia investigation if he was allowing politics to play out in the other one?
Here's how I look at Bob Mueller. I think he should get off of this case, recuse himself, a la the way Jeff Sessions did because of the appearance. Jeff Sessions didn't do anything wrong in the campaign. He did nothing, and I'm sure he's not even, I don't even know if he's a witness. He said he had not even been interviewed by the special counsel. So, but he did it because of the appearance that there is a conflict. And so I'm not going to question Bob Mueller's judgment or what he did. I don't know what all he did. He could have, you know, he could have briefed Eric Holder, for all I know, about this, because the FBI director does not sit on the board, on the CFIUS board. But the appearance of everybody going out and see, and everyone does conflate Russia, you know, and everything gets popped into that Russia hole. Just for the appearance of it, I think he ought to step down.
So, Victoria, let's go under two scenarios here. First of all, probably the shorter answer, if Jeff Sessions does not grant permission for your client to testify, what happens to this story?
Well, he has to. I mean, either he has to do it or the president has to do it. The president's quoted as saying that, you know, this is the real investigation. Well, all he has to do is pick up the phone and say to Jeff Sessions, hey, Attorney General, release Victoria Tunsing's client from his non-disclosure agreement. But there are other steps that can be taken. But that's the simplest way it can work.
And Victoria, I'm sure you're not allowed to divulge much, but if in fact permission is granted, how explosive do you anticipate this testimony to be?
I think it will be explosive. I don't talk in those terms as a lawyer. I'm kind of a lower-key person on that, but it will be significant.
What do you make of the rest of the media not covering much of this?
Oh, gosh, it's just amazing. I was told by a friend of mine who knows something about this that he approached CNN, and they said, no, we don't want to do it. I was called by CNN yesterday just to give some facts, and at the end I said, gee, why don't you have me on? Oh, that's a good idea. We'll get back to you. And Jake Tapper had Eric Holder on the other day after the story broke, and he didn't even ask him if he had been briefed on the corruption investigation. Didn't even ask him. He calls himself a journalist?
It is amazing, especially when you look at the coverage or lack of coverage of the Senator Menendez trial or the House IT scandal. It's interesting what gets attention and what doesn't in this town, isn't it?
Hey, Greg, I have a motto. Think about it. Democracy dies in darkness.
Apparently only on a one-way street, though, it seems like.
Yes.
Victoria, I know you're busy. Thanks very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Victoria Tunsing, former Deputy Assistant Attorney General of the United States. She's also a former federal prosecutor. She is a partner in the Washington office of DeGeneva Tunsing. And, of course, she is the lawyer for the unnamed client who was the FBI informant in this unfolding investigation. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.